Thank you for calling GEHA. As a federal employee, military retiree, or family member, GEHA thanks you for your service. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes.
As a friendly reminder, the GEHA.com website is available to members and providers. It offers a suite of services including benefits, eligibility, claim status, appeals, submit and check statuses for medical prior authorizations, and several self-service options. Along with the ability for members to chat with a GEHA advocate, and providers to generate a passcode to reach agents faster. Log into GEHA.com for more information.
Para continuar en español, oprima 3.
Please listen carefully as our options have changed. Now tell me, are you a GEHA member, provider? Or, if you'd like to learn more about becoming a GEHA member, say learn. You can say GEHA member or press 1, provider or press 2, or to learn more about becoming a GEHA. Please note, GEHA members have new member IDs in 2025. Please have the 2025 ID ready for authentication. If you don't have the 2025 ID, you can access historical claim information using the member's SSN. The provider portal on GEHA.com offers a comprehensive suite of self-service options for providers, including benefits, eligibility, claim status, and the ability to generate a passcode for faster access to agents. For more information, please log in to the provider portal on GEHA.com. Tell me which of the following you're calling for. You can say benefits and eligibility facts, prior authorization, claim. Now you can say prescription. Visit GEHA.com to submit authorization, submit clinical, and check case status on our newly enhanced prior authorization portal. You no longer need to call for case status or case initiation. Everything can now be done on our prior auth portal at GEHA.com. Again, that website is GEHA.com. Every effort is made to be sure that the information given to you today is accurate. If a conflict exists between the information provided to you and the terms of the plan will control. Final determination of coverage and patient responsibility is made at the time the claim is received and processed. Please hold while your call is transferred. Would you be willing to take a brief survey at the end of this call? Okay, I'm transferring you to an advocate.
Please note that payment is subject to plan provisions, limitations, and eligibility on the date services are rendered. The information provided does not guarantee payment or represent a treatment decision. Treatment decisions are made between the patient and their physician. Your call is very important to us. All advocates are currently assisting other callers. Please hold and your call will be answered by the next available advocate.
Thank you for calling.
Hello. Ma'am, actually your voice is breaking. Can you check your net connections?
So unfortunately, everything's fine on my end. Haven't heard anything like that on other calls.
Now I can hear you. Sorry for that.
Now you can? Okay, perfect. Are you calling for a prior authorization?
I just want to check the case status. Can you help me for that?
Yep, and your name?
My name is John, J-O-H-N, and last initial is D as in David, calling from provider's office.
And a good callback number for you?
615-905-0563.
And that case number?
Can you spell your name first?
Oh, sure. Melissa. M-E-L-I-S-S-A. Last initial, L like Lima.
Thank you so much. And the case number is 2025-07-21-000-404.
All right. Just a moment while I pull that up. And the patient's name and date of birth?
The patient name is Antonio Boyd and the date of birth is July 5, 1969.
And date of service?
Please take a today's date because it's not confirmed.
Okay. And the name of the facility, please?
Yes, the facility name is West Clinic.
All right. Do you mind if I place you on hold while I check into that status?
Yes, take your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for holding. For patient Antonio Boyd, date of birth 7-5-1969. That case is still pending review.
You want to say that case is also in the review, it's correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have one more case, so please help me for that.
All right, I'm ready for that case number whenever you are.
Okay. The next case number is
2025-0721-001-049. All right, just one moment, I'll pull that one up. And the patient's name and date of birth?
Yes, the patient's name is Antonio Boyd, and the date of birth is July 5, 1969.
All right, and the date of service for this one?
Please take a today's date because it's not confirmed.
All right. And the name of the facility?
Facility name is West Clinic.
All right, do you mind if I place you on another hold while I check into the status?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks again for holding. For patient Antonio Boy, date of birth 7/5/1969, that case has been approved.
Okay. Can you share the information?
Yeah, so the that case number is now the authorization number, and then the date range that it's good for is going to be July 21st, 2025 through October 18th, 2025.
To October 18th?
Yes.
Can you repeat? Just a second. You want to say that the case, the authorization number is 20250721-001049. It's correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's valid from July 21, 2025 to October 18, 2025.
That's correct.
Okay. Can you share the call reference number?
Yep. That'll be my name, Melissa L. Today's date. And my current time, which is 9:05 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Okay. So really, thank you so much, ma'am.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Please hold to complete the survey, and you have a great day.
Just a second. Okay. So thank you so much. You have a great day, and bye for now.
You're welcome. Thanks. Bye-bye.